Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning. It is August the 16th, and our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And thanks a lot to everybody out there. Thank you so much for helping us grow like we have in the ratings and all that. Thank you so much. Linda's not here. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, but of course, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
This is a twofer.
Twofer, yeah. Twice in 1 week. My goodness.
You were fired up this earlier this week. And all the information you had was absolutely true.
Well, there you go.
So that's good. And of course, there's Bad Bob leaning over and mooning us. Hey, Bad Bob, what was that?
That was me putting the temperature up on the board, as is my prime directive. All else must come to a halt in the name of getting the temperature up on the board.
And why is that? Because when we need the temperature, and you're sitting over there doing, you know, writing on the chat room, playing around with Just Bob, you two are sitting there playing Scrabble or something like that, and where are we, right? Okay.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Trish, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, there's just so much going on out there, and I hate having to watch that temperature rise every day. We hope it's going to cool down soon.
This weekend is supposed to be, I heard, in the 90s.
I'm done with 110.
Yeah. Okay, hey, today you've got the new police chief of Anderson coming in.
I am looking forward to it. Mike Johnson, he's new to our area and has some great ideas for the city of Anderson and make it a nicer the community than it is.
Well, then I see the city of Anderson also. Norma Comnick's not running for re-election. What's going on there? What happened with Norma? Does that mean my cookies no longer are going to appear here?
No, she has told me that as she retires, she has a list. So you just need to be sure you're on that list because she likes to cook, and now she'll have more time to do that.
Oatmeal raisin cookies there, Norma.
Peanut brittle is what I my
is that
deal.
What you're going for? Anyway, but we'll miss Norma. Now, but we want to, through you, get all the candidates for city council for Anderson. We've had the mayor, of course, on, James Yarbrough, but we want to get all the candidates on for that are coming in for city council here in the next few weeks.
Let's
before
do that.
The election.
And yeah,
it's
an important thing. We are unique in Shasta County in that most counties have a lot of incorporated cities. We have this huge, big land mass, and we actually only have three incorporated cities, each one distinct, and so it's good that the people make good choices, and they can only do that if they hear from the candidates.
That's right, and something else, too. Here we are with all this large land mass, but then the National Park Service is trying to help us with that by letting it burn to the ground.
Well, there you have it. Boy, the fires. I'm just telling you that we are in a worse fire danger than we've been in years, and we have nothing. We have nothing to fight it. We're in real trouble here.
Well, that's what we were talking about yesterday, and we were talking about this is one of the worst droughts and fire seasons people have ever seen, and yet all of the assets are being used right now. Many of the planes that were the fire retardant dumping planes have been grounded, thanks to President Obama and it is President Obama and his solutions to fires, which is let them burn until, because really there's no voters up here.
Yeah.
And if they are voters, they're Republicans. So, just let it burn.
There you go.
I know people are going to be screaming, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. Okay. Call me. Tell me I'm wrong. But, we're going to talk today about the economy and what's going on with that. But the way we started off, as we do Monday through Friday, is with our Wells Fargo advisors, and they're going to give us the Market Minute with Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over a half hour into today's trading, and the markets are little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1 point at 13,164. The S&P 500 up fractionally at 1,406. While the NASDAQ Composite's adding 5 points at 3,036. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 86 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 3 cents at 7.84. Sprint Nextel down 9 cents at $5.30. General Electric is unchanged at $20.96, while AT&T is down a dime at $37 even. Of local interest, PG&E down 12 cents at $44.79, North Valley Bank down 33 cents at $13.55, and Harley-Davidson up 26 cents at $41.69. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.8%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's up 7 cents a barrel at $94.40, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $2.66 an ounce at $16.05.54, while silver's up 8 cents at $27.87 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much for your update. Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. And with what's going on with the economy, we're going to be talking about that after the break. You need somebody that knows what's going on at Wall Street. And Chris and Susan and Josh and Kathy, they're the ones. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yes,
and we're going
to...
I'm not sure what... Why do you do that and scare me like that, Bad Bob? Anyway, we're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk a little bit about the fires. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about 7 more soldiers killed in Afghanistan. But we really want to talk about the Dream Act coming in with, or they're putting in 1.76 million, which is double the amount that, of course, Obama said. He said all these good young men and women. I mean, he doesn't know if they're good young men or women. He doesn't know every one of them. He doesn't know probably 10 of them that are going to be putting in for this, and the ramifications it can have on our economy and what Arizona is doing to fight it. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for, she's preparing for tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So who do we have?
We have Trish Clark, and we're just
as much
so
fun.
So many things to talk about
just
this morning.
Just as much fun as you can have at any time, practically.
On the radio at 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah, I was cleaning all this up. Yeah, you know what? You don't like getting up early, do you?
I don't. No. And I proved something myself today, actually. I don't have to get up as early as I usually do because I forgot to turn the alarm on, and this is not my usual get-up time, but here I am nonetheless.
There you go. You can get ready and get here in 30 minutes.
I can do that.
That's scary.
It really is.
I get up.
Because I live in Anderson.
Oh, I know. That's a long drive. Bad Bob, on the other hand, gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, puts his face on, trims his beard, gets dressed, and drives and gets coffee, all that stuff. Okay.
Coffee,
hey, good morning, everybody in the chat room. Well, I'm going to have to catch up with y'all. Okay, let's start with 7 U.S. soldiers, or 7 servicemen, American servicemen, killed in Afghanistan yesterday. Helicopter wreck, Black Hawk. Now, of course, the Taliban are saying we shot it down, but that means nothing because they claim anything that happens, a car wreck, is the Taliban's fault. So we don't know yet. But still, 7 more. And I'm currently writing a blog, or maybe it's going to be a little bit bigger piece, about what happens when a mission goes wrong. People that we know, their son-in-law, Sergeant Cheatham, was wounded. Luckily, he's back in the States already. He's at Walter Reed being treated. Other people in the patrol were injured much more severely. I want to talk a little bit about that because we don't hear about that.
And you don't hear
about the wounding.
But you know, Carl, there's a couple of schools of thought on that because I think we absolutely want to know what's happening with our soldiers overseas. But we only want the information that's not going to do harm to those that are still there.
Well, that's true.
And so I think not knowing sometimes is a little better. We don't need to know everything they're doing if we trust the people that are in charge of making it happen.
Well, you know, and that's it. And that's why, you know, we were talking about it on the break. There is a special forces or a group of former special operations military that have started a PAC in which they've got great ads and they're just saying, President Obama, you are releasing information that is dangerous to our special ops people and our military. The stuff's coming out of the White House, and everybody knows it. The White House has even admitted it, that things are being released that can put our special ops people into grave harm's way.
He, at this point, is releasing information that attempts to try to make him look like somehow he's the greatest soldier we've ever had in making these things happen. But in the process of doing that, he's putting our armed forces in danger, and he's letting the other side know what we're doing, how we're doing it, before we're doing it. It's just wrong, and I'm so pleased to see the special ops take it upon themselves to get out there and call him on it.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, it's not if you know that they could be sent in this way or that way, but as soon as you start giving the tactics, techniques, and procedures, the TTPs, out on how they do something, then what can the enemy do? The enemy then can take specific measures against specific tactics to slow you down and to put you in harm's way. And I think they can do that.
I think that what he's doing and some of the things that he has released is as close to the T word, to treason, as you can get.
Well, I don't know that. I know is that where the New York Times used to be the queen of releasing information, like when they said that we were tracking them through their economic, you know, through their banks, you know, the terrorists. And when that happened, they immediately they stopped using that. They started using a different method, but they let everybody know how we were tracking terrorists. You know, I used to think the New York Times was the queen of releasing information.
No, it's the White House.
No,
Obama.
It's the White House. Okay. Hey, you know, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Charles, you are number one up on the list to talk to. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're talking about releasing information. When we come back, too, we want to talk about the economy. But this other thing, 1.76 million illegals. Okay, let's say it one more time. Illegals are signing up like crazy to be able to get their work permits and to be safe from deportation for 2 years. And what do you have to do that? You have to be under 31, but you don't have to prove that. you have to. We're going to get into this because the programs you have to be enrolled in or had been enrolled in are just, I mean, when you hear this, you just can't believe it. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Get down to Sports LTD today and get your best deal of the year. All bikinis and men's and women's board shorts are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Sports LTD's quality outdoor clothing for men and women by The North Face, Patagonia, Prana, Cool, Mountain Hardware, and more are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Rip Curl watches and women's belts are on sale 30 to 50% off. Make your feet happy and score a new pair of sandals or flip-flops by Teva, Chaco, Keen, Reef, and Olokai and save 20% on selected models. Backpackers, all Big Agnes and Mountain Hardwood sleeping bags and Arteryx backpacks are on sale 20% off. All Sports LTD's wakeboards, wake skates, water skis, surfers, towables, vests, ropes, gloves, and accessories by Ronex, Hyperlite, Radar, and HO are marked down an additional 20 to 40% off the sale price. Wow! Bikers, the Sports LTD bike shop has deals for you. All Specialized and Mozzie 2012 bikes are on sale. Selected riding shorts and jerseys are on sale 20 to 60% off. Selected helmets 20 to 50% off. And all POC protective gear is 25% off. The Sports LTD end of summer sale is on now. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Beginning August 30th will be our latest addition to our community programs, Animal Talk with Dr. Ray John. Each month, a department of Haven Humane will be showcased. Learn what goes on at Haven Humane concerning animal care, behavior, adoptions, rescues, and maybe just what your pet is really thinking. Join us the last Thursday of each month beginning August 30th for Animal Talk, hosted by Dr. Ray John, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Community Radio.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tell your friends about it, too. We just love spreading our happiness and our glow around the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there to Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices. Get into the icy drinks in the afternoon, those chilled lattes, and, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. I mean, they have that walk-in humidor. You can pick anything out that you would like to utilize there. Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley have supported this community for 35 years. It's fun supporting them back. Okay. Trish Clark is my guest host with me today, as she is on most Thursdays. And we're going to try and spread that out even a little bit more as we get closer to elections. But let's go to the phones. Charles.
Yeah, what's the name of that Special Forces pack? Do you know the name and website information?
I don't know. I've seen them on, but I'm pretty sure if you go in and Google it, you're going to come up with it.
Yeah, it was big in the paper yesterday.
I didn't actually see it. I saw it a couple of times online, and then I heard it on the radio some, but...
Yeah, I saw it yesterday too. If you just go Google Special Forces,
Special Ops
pack attack ads or something like that, you'll see it. But it was pretty interesting. Anyway, thank you, Charles. Okay, you know what? You know all the birthers. You know these birthers.
Yes.
You know what a birther is? What's a birther? That's somebody that doesn't believe that
that Obama was born in America.
In America. Well, you know what? They're wrong. We have proof of it. Okay.
You think you know where he was born?
I know exactly where he was born.
And I'm thinking it's not Hawaii.
No, it wasn't. It's Texas.
Texas.
It's Texas. And you know why I know that? Because you remember when George Bush was president.
And the gas prices?
And the gas prices were going up and up. And everybody said it's because he's in collusion with those Texas oil companies. Because he's a Texan and he's from down there. And now, if
gas is going up as you speak. Now, I mean, from the time you drive past the gas station, go to the store, turn around and drive past it again, it's gone up 10 cents.
USA Today, which is what I would call a very conservative paper, headlines, 2012 gas prices head for record, U.S. hit by surprise spike in past month. Well, guess what? President Obama is the cause of this.
And that's the first time I've seen it in the paper, and I keep saying, yeah. Why in the world isn't anybody talking about the fact that gas prices after the summer are just going sky high?
Front page on the Record Searchlight, our paper of choice here in town. Economic recovery, the slowest since the Depression and World War II. The average recession once there's a recession, it takes like about 3 years for it to come back, Trish. You know what I mean? For the economy to come back. It hasn't come back.
It's tanked in every area.
And the economic growth is the weakest ever. Paychecks are behind inflation. 30% drop in house worth, in some places higher than that. Wiping out all equity. Credit is gone. And the consumer confidence is down. And we're not hiring. Unemployment is truly about 15%, as any economist will tell you. It's not 8.3, it's 15%.
More people have just stopped looking for a job.
Less people in the workforce, the whole shooting match. And so here we are with the gas prices spiking, which is even going to have a more severe impact on people. And yet people are still rallying behind Obama and his economic plan.
Because it's George Bush's fault.
Well, yeah, but we did prove is that Obama was born in Texas because he's in collusion with these Texas oil men because he wants to see the price of gas go up because it gives those oil companies these huge profits.
You know, I'm very hopeful that now that Mitt Romney has made his choice for his vice president person and he's chosen Paul Ryan, and I unfortunately talk to a lot of people who kind of say, gee, I don't know much about Paul Ryan, and I'm encouraging them to really, this is a good guy. This was an excellent choice for his vice president spot, and I think that we're going to be pleasantly surprised by the tenor of the Romney-Paul campaign here. Or Ryan campaign, because I think they're going to make some real headways, and I think they're going to start speaking a whole lot clearer and pointedly to Mr. Obama and his policies.
That's right. And, you know, in the latest policy is his executive order saying that 1.76 million illegals can now get a work card and not be deported. 1.6 million. He said 800,000 to begin with. He has no concept how many. They're saying 1.76 million. It could be 3 million. We don't know.
And they are eligible for every benefit that is available to every U.S. citizen every state except Arizona.
Jan Brewer says that if the president can sign an executive order, so can I. And we will not give them driver's licenses. We will not give them these permits. We will not give them these things. And she's absolutely right. What we have, okay, you know how you get this work permit? You have to prove that you're a dreamer. Okay, do you have to prove you're 31?
How do you prove that? You don't have to have a birth certificate or a driver's license.
You have to show that you have been to school, you have a GED, or you enrolled in a literacy class, a vocational class, some kind of educational program that's going to get you a job. You know, learning English. In other words, you can go to all these La Raza, you know, or offices who will say that, oh, we've entered them into this vocational training. So they get this piece of paper, they go over there, and there's, you know, even the ICE, even the people that are doing this are saying, well, the chance of fraud is really, really big. So we're going to hire some extra people. I mean, of course it's big, right?
So once again, we're growing the employment area only in the government.
Only in the government and for the illegals. They, you know what? We can't get people jobs, so let's put another 1.76 million illegals into the system where they can just walk in and don't even have to speak English and apply for the jobs.
There you go.
Hey, thank you, President Obama. Don't count me as the 50% that thinks you're doing a good job. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're going to have a stand down. We're going to be talking about the golf tournament and the fundraiser and a couple other things. And we're going to get back into other parts of our policy report.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is trading at 13,163, pretty much flat. Wall Street is still bearish over Facebook after a ban was lifted on its stock sales. Early investors in the social media company are getting their first chance to sell shares following the initial public offering, but Facebook has broken down below the $20 mark. It's now trading at $19.79. Talks between CoinStar and an undisclosed private equity firm about a potential sale reportedly are heating up. The New York Post is reporting CoinStar is also exploring a vending machine expansion that includes coffee and photo printing. CoinStar is best known for its self-service movie rental kiosks. And the UK did not appear to benefit from the London Olympic Games. That is according to the UK's Office for National Statistics. Though British retail sales rose 0.3% in July, the British government says the feedback it got from retailers was that the Games did not have an impact on sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Liz McDonald.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better
on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including 2 Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. She's got a bunch of great guests, singing, dancing, and all types of things going on. So Thursday's Trish Park.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing good this morning.
Well, you know what? It is a good morning. You know what? And we got something else going on that's good, too. We got Dave Cockrell here from the North Valley Stand Down, and they're talking about their first annual golf tournament. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Trish.
First annual golf tournament is going to be Saturday, September 8th.
Yes.
Which is coming up soon. At Allen's Golf Course.
Yeah, it's a format that's a shotgun, four-man team, best ball. It's a fun type of golf tournament. You don't have to be really great golfer to play. You don't have to be a Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson. You play the best ball, so it's
this is the one that Linda and I like. Linda and I like playing those because, especially if we have somebody in the foursome that can actually hit the ball.
That helps.
On a regular basis.
At least one.
Yeah, we played last time. In fact, we won. Yeah, we took second place in the pro event out at Riverview because we had a guy named Dave Scott, and Dave's a pro. And on par fives, he's laying on the green, next to the green in two. So, I mean, when you're playing with a guy like that, it makes the rest of your shots unimportant. You know, in fact, a couple times we didn't even hit because he had hit one so far that we all looked at each other and said, you know, let's just drive down the fairway. It's 110.
So to play in this, do you have to come in as a foursome? Can you come in as a single person and
you can
just
come
sign
in as,
up?
Yeah, you can come in as a single person and we'll sign you to a team because the only way to play it is, you know, with a team. I have played without that team, and it's kind of a hindrance. No matter how good you are, you every once in a while make a mistake, and it's always nice to have someone else. I've even played with an individual that hadn't played for 12 years, and you're required to take at least two of his drives during the tournament, and it makes it interesting.
You're there for a good cause. And
right.
What are we here for? Why are we going to go play golf?
Tell us what the North Valley Stand Down is.
The North Valley Stand Down is to give veterans that are homeless or in a situation that they need assistance time to try to give a hand up, not a hand out. There's been veterans that they don't realize that they have benefits that actually can help them. And that's what it's for. They get the temporary stand down came from, I believe, the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be like a safe haven. It was a time that you weren't in combat. You weren't didn't have to be at that level that's, you know, it's like going on right now in Afghanistan. It's really a stress situation. You always have to be on your toes.
And have they not had these events periodically down at the fairgrounds where the stand down, where everybody comes together to provide these services?
Yes. What it is, this is up and down the state. It goes on. Shasta, at the fairgrounds, we have seven counties that we take care of. And it's like this year, I think last year was the first year we had a quartz going on. This year we're having the same thing. This allows veterans who have small claims against them to take care of it. It helps the county because this county doesn't have to tie up their funds or
this
their
time. This worked great last time. It was traffic. It was things like the ones I saw were men had lost their driver's licenses because they gotten behind in their support payments. So this, and then they couldn't work because they didn't have a driver's license. I mean, it's stupid.
But they were
helping them with that. They were helping, you know, it's not criminal charges that will put you in jail, but it's things like that that they can help with.
Right.
It was a great deal for them.
Yeah, so.
And for the county.
And when some of these veterans find out they have benefits, it puts income back into the community.
Well, that's exactly right, because a lot of people don't understand that the amount of money that comes in here in federal and state money for our veterans through the Veterans Service Office, through all of these other things, is huge. And that is money that would not be in this community that filters right back through the system.
We're talking millions of dollars.
We are talking millions of dollars. I remember I used to look forward when I was on the board to getting that report every year from the Veterans Service Office, and there was just an awful lot of money. The more of our veterans that we get what they're entitled to. I mean, that's a true entitlement.
You know, what they have earned while being in the service. There's a difference between that and a meth head who goes out and collects their SSI, you know, so they can have more meth.
That's exactly right. These are things that were promised to them by us when they said they would serve for us. When they come back into the regular world, they are truly entitled to these benefits. And when we get them, then it's beneficial to the entire community.
For every dollar that is spent in our Shasta County Veterans Service Office, $3 come back in.
Yeah.
So, and that, you know, that's just in the Veterans Service Office. That doesn't include, you know, the VA and also all the retired and other type of, you know, retired,
military
and all that that's here. That doesn't come through the Veterans Service Office, but it comes into the county. So, you know, now, going back to this.
Going back to the golf,
though, but this is what you said.
But this is to raise money to do.
To help those people. Right.
Yes, and the services provided, you know, it's my goal. This is my personal goal when I go down there, and it's long hours volunteering, is to try to get one individual out of that predicament that he's in so he can produce and be benefit to the community. So that's my goal. And so far, we have been successful in doing that. And these individuals have come back to assist us in the stand down. They've gotten jobs. So it's a plus for the community, not just for the veteran.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, once they get a job, they become taxpayers and they can have a place to live off the street. We got to take a quick break here, I guess. Dave Cockrell from the North Valley Stand. We're talking about the golf tournament. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about that. How can you get tickets, the cost, where, when, and all that. But we'll be right back after these messages.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's home performance program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and local. And my local buddy.
Your local buddy, Trish.
Trish, you know what? This portion of the show. Wait a minute. Let's do the weather, because Bad Bob had good news. What is it, Bad Bob? We haven't done weather yet.
Well, the latest info from my source in the weather is that by a week from today, we'll be seeing some significant relief. Temperatures dropping back into a seasonal normal, about mid-90s. We can mostly tolerate that because the swamp coolers work at those temperatures. And so looks like we've hit the peak and made it over the top.
Okay, 72 degrees right now. It's going to be a high near 102 today. Calm winds becoming south around six miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Friday, 103. Maybe even a slight chance of sprinkles tomorrow night. And again on Saturday, but with a high near 96. So it is going to start cooling off here this weekend. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And what a great place that is to go to, Trish.
It is absolutely. Tonight's pizza night.
You tell them you want a pizza because, you know, I was up there a couple of weeks ago and they sold out the pizzas. So, you know, you call 474-5546. Also, they've got music this weekend, of course, as usual, and great dinners, great ambiance. And you know what they're doing? They're building a cell tower up there for everybody in that area. So you can now have, cell coverage out there. You know what? It's something for the community.
And they're putting it on the property there at Anselmo. Yeah, I think that's
right.
Great.
Away music. From other things. Up close to his house, so it stays away from everything. So people, you know, you don't have it down there by the restaurant or the vineyard or anything like that. Anyway, Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, our guest, Dave Cockrell. And we are talking about the North Valley Stand Down First Annual Golf Tournament. Saturday, September 8th at Allen's Golf Course. It's $50, which is not bad.
$50 per person.
Per person. Now, if you want to sponsor a hole, it's $100.
And you get recognition. You'll have your name will be out there, whatever company, organization you have.
Do you get a round of golf, too?
No.
Okay, so if you...
your entry fee, you go and you sign up for your $50, and you get 18 holes of golf, you get a tri-tip barbecue dinner, golf towel and a goodie bag, tickets for a prize drawing, and then they have an award ceremony and a prize drawing, and people who sponsor those holes, then they get all kinds of recognition on the holes.
On the hole themselves. Also, if you have a team and you want to sponsor, that's $275. You get a $25 break.
KCNR will sponsor a hole, of course, for you out there. We always will. For this, we think what you do on the Stand Down is a great service. How many people do you help during this?
I don't know. It was close to 1,000, but there was families there. I'm normally what they call a tent leader, so I'm actually right. I don't get the opportunity to see Carl out there, interviewing people. I'm sort of out.
Yeah, we had a live broadcast from there. We did a remote from there and talked to some of the people that had helped. Yeah. And several people that came by there.
Very articulate,
educated people that were down on their luck right then, but who were moving forward.
And the key is that the statement that you made early on in the discussion is it's about a hand up, not a handout.
Yes.
These people just need to be set in the right path again and become contributing individuals. And that's what they want.
Now, we have an address, and we also have a point of contact, Bill Beshears, and I can give you that phone number, 365-4932, if you have any information. Obviously, given the address over the air, it's going to be kind of.
Yeah, you don't need to. Oh, just give a call at three. There's 365-4932-530, and it's a 501c3. So everything is tax deductible, of course.
That's correct.
And you can. And we're going to sponsor a hole there for them, and we'll get our signage. Do we have to provide a sign? You'll provide the sign.
No, we'll provide the sign.
But and then and it's again the entry fee includes 18 holes of golf. What about a cart?
Okay, that's a good point. Allen's does not have that many carts. So what we're requesting, if you need a cart, really need a cart, to call the golf course itself. That's Allen's. And let's see, the Allen's golf course is 530-241-5500. 5055 because there's a limited amount of golf carts.
And if you don't really need the cart, you really need the exercise.
That's right.
So
if you've got something wrong and you need to get there, just give them a call, 241-5055. And again, the North Valley Stand Down, first annual golf tournament. Great idea. September 8th at Islands Golf Course.
And again, if you have any questions, call 365-4932.
Okay.
Sounds like a good time. Everybody get out there and play a few rounds of golf. And by the end, the weather's going to be a little cooler.
And Allen's is not that rugged, of course, to have to walk. I'm handicapped, and I use my putter as a crutch, to walk it. So it's not that hard.
I might as well use my putter as a crutch.
Yeah, I was going to say, as well as I putt, I mean, I could use my driver as a crutch. In fact, I can play 18 holes of golf.
I could use a baseball bat as my putter.
I can play 18 holes of golf with three clubs. Everybody goes, how can you play with three clubs? The only ones I can hit. And if I can hit a 5-iron, a pitching wedge, which you can also use as a,
putt with an 9-iron.
And putt, I know I'll use a putter. I'll drive with my 5-iron. And I will go just as far as I would anyway if I hit them straight. Now, you know what? And I'll beat people with that.
Well, there you go.
Not too many. Got to take a break. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Dave, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about a Vietnam vet that's down on his luck a little bit here and want to talk about how we can help him. Also, we want to finish out a couple other things that we got going on before we get to our brand new police chief of Anderson, Michael Johnson.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Get down to Sports LTD today and get your best deal of the year. All bikinis and men's and women's board shorts are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Sports LTD's quality outdoor clothing for men and women by The North Face, Patagonia, Prana, Cool, Mountain Hardware, and more are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Rip Curl watches and women's belts are on sale 30 to 50% off. Make your feet happy and score a new pair of sandals or flip-flops by Teva, Chaco, Keen, Reef, and Olokai and save 20% on selected models. Backpackers, all Big Agnes and Mountain Hardware sleeping bags and Arteryx backpacks are on sale 20% off. All Sports LTD's wakeboards, wake skates, water skis, surfers, towables, vests, ropes, gloves, and accessories by Ronex, Hyperlite, Radar, and HO are marked down an additional 20 to 40% off the sale price. Wow! Bikers, the Sports LTD bike shop has deals for you. All Specialized and Mozzie 2012 bikes are on sale. Selected riding shorts and jerseys are on sale 20 to 60% off. Selected helmets, 20 to 50% off. And all POC protective gear is 25% off. The Sports LTD end of summer sale is on now. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14.6. You know, I like that song. What's that?
That is good old Bonnie Raitt. I love that woman. Love in the Nick of Time.
Oh, yeah. But you know, it sounds like, oh, you know what the other one, other music I like is the one from Taxi. That was good.
Angela is the name of that theme.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:55 in the morning. Trish Clark is guest host with me, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, that's your neighbors making great deals on vehicles, whether it's a previously owned truck, car, or SUV, or brand new ones. They've got them. They've got Dodge, Fords, Hondas, Lincolns, Nissans, and Rams right here. And then they take care of your vehicles. They take such great care of the vehicles. They take great pride in that. That's Redding Crown Motors. You know, if you're going to buy something this, you know, and spend the money on it, just keep it in town, keep the taxes here in town. And then you've got people there that you know that are going to, you know, that you can go up to and say, hey, look, it's time for an oil change. I just bring it on in. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. That's Redding Crown Motors. Good, good people. Trish.
Yes.
There is a Vietnam veteran out there that I'd like to talk a little bit about. They've done a lot in for our community and, you know, raising money for so many other great, you know, great veterans organizations. And, you know, Jim Turner. And is having problems right now. He's over in Reno, and they're trying to do a fundraiser. They want to have Jim be seen at a hospital. And the VA has said that okay, this is as far as we can go. But there's other places that can help him with cancer. And Jim, like I said, Jim and Lori have done a lot to help the veteran community. And they're just, you know, they're trying to put some money together so they can be seen, you know, at this Oasis Center, which has got a great record in helping people with cancer. But it's going to take some money to get them started. If you can, her phone number is 530-515-7494. We're going to put it on our website and also out on Facebook. But they have done a lot for our veterans community. And I think maybe we ought to go back out and reach out and help them a little bit too.
I think, you know, sometimes that we get our veterans, they return, they help a lot of people, and then when they need help, you're right, the veterans community has risen up in the past and put together fundraisers to help these people get into that new facility, get in, and I think it's great. So hopefully people will go to the webpage and get a hold of her and see how we can help these
people. Yeah, we're going to put that up on our webpage. Get it up today, names and all this and phone numbers. And I'll put it out, like I said, on Facebook. The thing about it is so many times veterans are there. People will go to the veterans organizations, and I've seen it. Oh, let's tie it into the veterans. Hey, can we do this? You know, it's a fundraiser for something else, and they tie it into the veterans. And veterans, because veterans will stand up and they support the community. What can I say? They're so good at this. But when it comes for them to have a fundraiser, they don't really know how to raise money for themselves.
It's very difficult to raise money for other people.
It is. It is. You know, imagine politics must be tough.
That's the part of the job that I hated the worst is going out and actually trying to get money for something for yourself, even though it really was for the community. If they elect good, tolerable people, it is difficult. So these people in this position, they've reached out, they've helped so many other veterans and solved their problems. We need to reach out and help them now.
That's right. And like I said, you know, Lori and Jim Turner. And so we're going to put some more stuff out there for you. And, you know, a lot of y'all know them. I mean, they're there for the Ride for Life and all this. So we'll have some information on bank accounts and things like that. Okay, what else do we have here? Did I yell and scream enough about the 18 million illegals that are going to be they're going to be allowed to get cards? Economic recovery is the slowest ever. Fires were burped. The North State is burning down.
The fires are a huge issue. I having dealt with that a good share of my life. We just can't say often enough how important it is that people really, really are careful. Don't be mowing your lawn in the middle of the day, chains on the back of the car, going down the road with cigarettes and throwing them out. These are things you can't do. And as you mention every day, and I hear you, Carl, talk about the kids and the dogs and this kind of weather, we just really need to be vigilant and not cause any of the fire situations to get worse than they are. We have house fires that our resources are so stretched right now that if we were to get a major fire breakout in the North State, I'm not sure where we're going to get stuff, because I know as far as Sacramento, all over, all of the local fire departments are impacted, doing double and triple time. Engines are out on fires all over the state. This heat just doesn't help, and we're in trouble with this whole fire situation.
And it's not getting any better, and it's going to get worse. But maybe we'll get a break in the weather. Hey, we got to take a break here. We come back after the news. We've got Michael Johnson, the new police chief of Anderson, and we're going to see what he's planning on doing here. New ideas.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Gunfire early this morning in a parking lot along the banks of the Mississippi in Louisiana. A shooting that's killed two sheriff's deputies. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is on the case live.
Dave, two deputies investigating a shooting of two other deputies in St. John the Baptist Parish near New Orleans were gunned down in a surprise attack inside a trailer park, leaving their boss, Sheriff Mike Traig, very emotional.
Another person exited that trailer with an assault weapon and ambushed by two officers.
They have at least two suspects in custody, and while the investigation continues, they feel the public is safe. The other two officers were critically wounded and are in area hospitals, Dave.
7 Americans are dead in Afghanistan, and the Taliban is taking credit. Fox's Connor Powell is live in Kabul.
Dave, the Taliban say they shot down an American Black Hawk helicopter over Kandahar province this morning. The Pentagon confirms the crash, but won't say what caused it. Only that they are investigating. All 11 people on board were killed, including 7 U.S. soldiers and 4 Afghans. Helicopter crashes are common in Afghanistan because of the difficult environment. Still, the U.S. isn't ruling out hostile fire as a cause, Dave.
Now, Connor, the man accused of shooting and wounding a security guard at the headquarters of a conservative political organization in Washington, expected to make a court appearance today. He was shot by a security guard. The who will hurt Medicare debate continues on the campaign trail.
You think raiding Medicare to pay for Obamacare is an achievement? Neither do I.
Mitt Romney's running mate Paul Ryan rallying in Ohio, continuing to claim the president robbed Medicare of over $700 billion to pay for health care reform. President Obama's not out campaigning, but he says he's made Medicare stronger and Republicans are trying to end it. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32. Facebook down another 7% today. It's under $20. It was 38 when it went public. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov. A reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Sweden is not happy that Ecuador is giving WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange asylum. Assange is wanted in a rape investigation after he became infamous making public on WikiLeaks a lot of classified U.S. material.
The government here says the decision by Ecuador to grant Assange asylum is a disappointment. The WikiLeaks founder, now confined to the embassy here in London, avoiding deportation to Sweden to answer questions over sexual assault charges. One of Britain's top lawyers, Lord Alex Carlyle, saying it's a bad move all around, with only one possible outcome.
The Ecuadorian government has behaved disgracefully in this matter, and so has Mr. Assange. But the moment Mr. Assange leaves, he will be arrested and he will be deported to Sweden.
London saying they may take away the embassy's diplomatic immunity status. In London, Phil Itner, Fox News Radio.
The UN Security Council is today debating whether to back the establishment of a new civilian office in Syria to support UN and Arab League efforts to try to end the deadly fighting hiding there, but there is more destruction. He's outside a bombed-out building in Azaz. Human Rights Watch claims at least 40 civilians were killed when regime forces attacked a neighborhood in that rebel-held town. Flames have forced people from their homes into Idaho towns.
If the fire were to continue to advance into the Middle Fork, it could potentially threaten as many as 900 homes.
He's a firefighter trying to prevent that. This as there is progress battling the wildfire in central Washington state. It's now 25% contained after already burning down at least 60 homes. A lot of questions in Michigan. Who won the Powerball? A gas station in a small Michigan city, Lapeer, is where people are gathering. That's where the ticket was sold, worth $337 million, the third biggest Powerball jackpot, and that ticket was the only winning one. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is show on the spot. Linda Bott is tonight. So I, of course, am joined on Thursdays with Trish Clark.
Good morning, everyone. We're glad to have you here this morning. We've got a great guest coming up.
That's right. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed are you today?
Well,
I'm not sure about the bushy-tailed, but bright-eyed. You know,
well,
and
you know, boy, now it's getting closer to the time that normal people are up. It's 8 o'clock.
Normal people. Thank you.
Exactly.
Try being perky every morning, 5 days a week at 7.
Not going to happen. I did that for too many years. Now I'm retired, and I only get up this early in the morning to do KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott.
There you go. 8:05 in the morning. It is August the 16th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room is going berserk. And they're going berserk over Ron Paul. People are still saying they don't like Romney, and they hate Obama, so they're going to still vote for Ron Paul.
Which is a vote for Obama.
I think
Come
it
on,
is.
People.
Well, you know, and one of them says, it really makes no difference in California. We can vote for Daffy Duck. All electoral votes are going to go toward...
Well, that's entirely true. But come on, people. I mean, let's get serious and actually take into consideration the ramifications of what's going to happen. And if all the sensible people in the state of California actually would get out and vote in the very blue part or red parts of this state, you know, we actually could...
People don't maybe realize just how mad or how bad it is, you know, as they start pointing out more and more bad things about the Obama administration. You can't tell. But then if you get into this, not that it makes any difference because it's the Electoral College and it's a republic, but everybody makes a big thing out of the vote on the individual vote on who wins the majority. I mean, that also helps. If you got millions and millions and millions of people voting for Romney, I hate to see...
Make your vote count.
Right. I'd hate to see Obama. I know where you think that Romney and Obama are the same, but they're not.
Oh,
they're
not even close.
I'm not saying Romney's the best and brightest out there for this job, but he's the best and brightest in this race.
He's a businessman, and that's really what we need at this point is somebody who can take control of this country, make the decisions in a business-like manner to put us back on a pay-as-you-go basis.
And I understand what you're saying about Ron Paul. I voted for him in the primary, okay? I did. I voted for Ron Paul in the primary because I agreed with a lot of things
that's
he said.
That's the time
I
to
did
do
not
that.
Agree with everything he said. But you know what? I've talked to a lot of young people who thought that he was kind of, gosh, you know what? This is the guy that we'd like to support. So I say, okay, let's give him some support. But now that's over. Now it's time.
Your
to
choice
play. Now
is
we're
Obama
playing
or Romney.
That's right. And our other choice is Wells Fargo Advisors and Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. We're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 32 points at 13,197. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1,409, while the NASDAQ Composite is up just about 15 points at 3,045. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 151 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up $1.41 at $18.75. Intel's up 22 cents at $26.48. Microsoft adding 47 cents at $30.66. While Apple's up $3.66 at $634.27. Of local interest, Costco down 73 cents at $95.71. North Valley Bank down 32 cents at $13.56. And Tri-Counties Bank down 7 cents at $14.94. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.8%, the 2-year Treasury yielding 0.28. Oil's up 62 cents a barrel at $94.95, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $13.43 an ounce at $16.16.24, while silver's up 40 cents at $28.19 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. With what's going on out there in the economy, it is like a minefield on Wall Street. You need to have a guide through there, and the people from Wells Fargo Advisors are the ones to go to. Hey, today's weather, it is now 75 degrees going up to 102, which is in some spots around here it's 110 or 104. And tonight it's going dropping down to 68. And tomorrow, again, 103, but maybe a slight chance of sprinkles. I assume they mean sprinkles of water. As opposed to sprinkles of ash falling all over us from the Redding fire, which is at this point closing in on 30,000 acres. Thank you, government. Thank you, Park Department. Let's just let it burn.
That's the policy in the Park Service.
Burn, baby, burn. Okay, we're going to take a break. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, our guest when we come back, Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. And we're going to talk about, you know, police brutality right here in KCNR studios when he's holding back from giving us the cookies that Norman Comnick sent us. We'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 8:14 in the morning, August the 16th. It's 75 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley got a great place there. 35 years in the business. Espresso Joe's gets the coffee, 20 ounces for $3 for special coffees. Coffee beans, coffee pots, coffee espresso makers, you name it, they've got it. You can buy the beans by the pound instead of the 12 ounces for the same price. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any price in town for tobacco. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trish, introduce our guest.
Well, I'm just really excited to have our new police chief from the city of Anderson, Michael Johnson. He comes to us by way of Ione, and I bet a lot of people don't know where Ione is. It's right next to Jackson, where my son and daughter-in-law live. And so we're excited to have Mike up here, and welcome to the North State.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So, you know, how long have you been over in Anderson now?
Just shy of 3 months. Okay. So I'm really green to the area still.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Mike.
Okay. I was born and raised in the Bay Area of sorts. Gilroy is where I'm from. I moved up.
Are we talking
to the garlic capital of the world.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Is it true you can smell garlic from like 20,000 feet up?
It is absolutely true.
Up in
true.
The air. You as can planes smell are it. Flying over, they're saying they were getting a garlic
and they have garlic everything at that festival.
Garlic ice cream.
Yeah. It's a great place.
You know what? I've never been there. I'd like to do it, though. I want to go.
Oh, it's a great place. Actually, this was something we talked about because when I first married my husband, Bob, he lived in Morgan Hill, which is right next to Gilroy.
Neighboring city.
And so I'm absolutely very, very familiar with that area and garlic everything. And I do love that garlic.
I do, too. I actually enjoy going back through there and getting that smell you're talking about, Carl. It's great.
Okay, so you grew up in Gilroy.
Grew up in Gilroy, moved to Eureka North to go to Humboldt State University. I went to school there, graduated with a BS in biology, wildlife management, actually, and got on with the local PD there after I got tired of waiting for the state to be a fish and game warden. It was taking too long, so I went to work for Eureka PD and spent about 16 years there and ended up moving on to Ione as a chief and 4.5 years in Ione, Amador County. And then I'm here. Now I'm here.
Well, I know that Anderson is a great place to live. And this North State is good. So you're familiar with the North State.
Love the North State. And, you know, I was vaguely familiar with Shasta County. Extremely familiar, but now that I've lived here a few months, what a great centrally located county it
and
is.
And you're living in the best part of Shasta County, down in Anderson.
The when you came, you know what?
I would have to agree with that.
You know what? We're all neighbors down here. You know, I mean, this is Shasta County where we honor veterans, we honor each other. It's but when you came here, what did you see as the biggest concern that you would have? The wall that you were going to have to surmount.
Living in the heat.
Is that it?
No. As far as the department's concerned, Carl, obviously they had the Benson case from years ago, so that's been a black eye for the department and law enforcement in the Shasta County community.
And Benson was the former police officer.
Former Anderson police officer who was arrested and jailed for
taking advantage of his prisoner.
Yeah, under the color of authority, exactly.
Right. And so, which ends up changing the whole law in the state because there was no law that said he couldn't do that.
Exactly.
Once they got to the jail, they were protected.
Just a whole
from the time,
host of problems come with that. Obviously, that state law was changed and tarnished the probably reputation of the officers, not just in Anderson, but in the county. And, you know, it was – not just statewide, but national news. So that obviously concerned me with the image problem for the department.
Mm-hmm.
But really, when I came here, my objective was, and still is to this point, was just to get to know the people I'm working with, get to know the people in the county, what the problems of the county were, what the problems of my department are or were, and then slowly start implementing change. I didn't jump in to start changing things or come in with the attitude that the place was messed up and in need of an overhaul. I really just came in to see what we had, where we were, and where we needed to go.
Okay. I want to take a break a little bit early, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about realignment and the impact it's having down in Anderson.
Great.
Carl and Linda Bott's show. Linda will be on tonight and On the Spot with Linda Bott. But, of course, I have Trish Clark here.
We'll be right back.
Smiley face. That's right. And Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. We'll be right back.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Get down to Sports LTE today and get your best deal of the year. All bikinis and men's and women's board shorts are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Sports LTD's quality outdoor clothing for men and women by The North Face, Patagonia, Prana, Cool, Mountain Hardware, and more are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Rip Curl watches and women's belts are on sale 30 to 50% off. Make your feet happy and score a new pair of sandals or flip-flops by Teva, Chaco, King, Reef, and Olokai and save 20% on selected models. Backpackers, all Big Agnes and Mountain Hardware sleeping bags and Arteryx backpacks are on sale 20% off. All Sports LTD's wakeboards, wake skates, water skis, surfers, towables, vests, ropes, gloves, and accessories by Ronex, Hyperlite, Radar, and HO are marked down an additional 20 to 40% off the sale price. Wow! Bikers, the Sports LTD Bike Shop has deals for you. All Specialized and Mozzie 2012 bikes are on sale. Selected riding shorts and jerseys are on sale 20 to 60% off. Selected helmets, 20 to 50% off. And all POC protective gear is 25% off. The Sports LTD End of Summer Sale is on now. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Play to win in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament, over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 8:22 in the morning, and it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And the temperature today is going to get up to 102 degrees. We've got smoke in the air. We've got all these other things happening, and it's currently 78 degrees, which means that you need to give Alliance Heating and Air a phone call because they're going to keep your house cool. They're going to keep that smoke out of it. They believe in one real tenet of their business is quality. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they will be there to help you. They install, they fix, they clean, they will do maintenance on your air conditioning and your heating system. When it's hot outside, You can be cool inside. Give them a call at 221-2642 or look at their website, homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Great people, great business. Okay, Trish, we have...
Police Chief Mike Johnson from the city of Anderson, and we were going to talk about realignment and the impact on Anderson. Of course, the realignment that the state has done is impacting all of Shasta County.
Oh, it's really kind of a nightmare at this point, yeah. Realignment is not just impacting Anderson, obviously the county and the state. Some are better off than others. Personally, I think Shasta County is feeling a huge impact from realignment. And it comes in a lot of different ways, the realignment impacts. You have the prisoners who are being released into communities that we have to deal with. We have the people who are being resentenced or sentenced to new terms and getting county jail time instead of prison time. And then, of course, we have the people who overwhelmingly are just committing crime after crime and not being held accountable because we don't have the bed space. And those are all problems, surface problems, too, to bigger problems of supervision and county control and everything else. It's really kind of a nightmare at this point.
You know, it's frustrating for the officers on the street who are trying to protect their communities and do the right thing to know that they're going to take the trip up the highway to put the guy in jail, and by the time they get the paperwork filled out, he's already back in the community.
It is. It's really frustrating for the officer. I mean, it's frustrating for the community and the citizens as well. And if you're talking about on the officer level, you know, you got the guys on the street who deal with day-to-day, go toe-to-toe with these people and are arresting them for serious crimes, and they are out before the officer can get back into the city, basically. But one thing I can assure the citizens of Anderson and the community of Shasta is, at least speaking for the Anderson Police Department, we are not going to stop arresting them and booking them in jail. That is not where the officers can affect that. And I try to tell the officers, you know, keep your morale up. Don't do your part of the job. You're one piece of the puzzle. You can't control what happens after you book them and write the report and do the case. So if we have to book the same guy over and over and over for different crimes, that we're going to continue to do that. We're not just going to throw our arms up and let them run amok.
Well, we have some good news. And Tom Basenko was on yesterday, of course, Sheriff Basenko. They've opened up half that new floor, and they're going to open up the rest of it soon. So you can start taking the worst offenders off the street, and they're getting. And the Board of Supervisors should be voting on moving some of our worst cases, like the ones that are going to be in the jail for 6 months to a year. Since now you can now be sentenced up to 6 years or longer. There's one jail, county jail, in Southern California that has got a guy that's been, because of special circumstances and add-ons and all this, he's been sentenced to 20 years in the county jail.
Didn't I hear Sheriff Basenko say yesterday that we actually have one in Shasta County that's in there for 10 years?
Something, yeah, I think
we do.
Said
yes, we all spoke about that. We've all been working on this, and the sheriff's doing a great job, and the Reading Chief and I, and all the law enforcement.
All of y'all are working well together, and that's what we really need to have happen.
We are, thank you. It's been nice to see that level of cooperation between everybody here. Everybody is definitely in Shasta County, as far as law enforcement's concerned, on the same page with us and trying to resolve it. And you're right, that we do have a 10-year sentence in our local jail here. We're going to have a guy come up pretty soon who'll probably have a bigger sentence, and you'll keep seeing that. So it's going to be a problem.
And you know what the people don't understand is these facilities at the local levels, our jails, we're not built with that kind of impact in mind. These are not places a person can live for 10 years. No, Never designed to do that.
Lawyers have already started sniffing around. The sharks are circling in the water.
Oh, that's what's going to happen.
It's going to be huge. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's going to cost millions. Now, who's going to pay for that?
Yeah, we really don't. That's part of the big problem, of course.
Okay, I've got better news for you, is that also they're looking at the numbers that are still in the jails, and they think that they are in the prisons. They don't think they've let enough loose. We may get a second round of prisoners coming out.
Just insane. And to compound the problem, society, we have decriminalized drug-related offenses and think that we're going to solve these issues with social programs. And the problem with that is not so much that social programs don't work. Some of them do work. The problem is selecting the individuals who are going into those programs and having some sort of rate of success with them is where a big failure in that is, because we're throwing people in there who have no desire desire to change or to change their lives and become better. And they're not, they don't even care. They just go through the steps and they're back out on the street.
And the other thing, too, is just keeping them into the programs. That's one of the things Wes Foreman was in here and he was talking about. Well, we can make these work, but you got to hold them long enough. That's where you get these failures to appear. A lot of these programs, you almost have to treat them in jail. It's the only way you're going to get them.
Exactly.
Not saying that they can't work, but you're absolutely right. They've got to want to do it.
Right.
Frankly, I believe we ought to spend our money in the children and the adolescents that are getting in trouble now. And, you know, just write off this group. Find a place to put them and try to save this next generation so we don't have this problem.
I'll invest in a big island someplace.
Oh, I like that idea. Escape from New York.
Well, here's another thing just popped into my head. By making us take care of these guys for 20 years, it means this county is now liable for all that guy's health problems for the next 2 decades. If he develops cancer, if he develops whatever, it's on our bill.
The impact on the local jail is just incredible. And what's unfortunate about that is that gets dumped down on the counties who try somehow to not say to the police officers on the street, quit booking them. I mean, because sitting there as a county representative, recognizing you guys have to do your job, but then we get the mess. And the state doesn't send the money, it just sends us more responsibility.
More prisoners. That's right. You know, it's like at Wake Island when the Marines were out there, there was, a few hundred Marines and thousands of Japanese, during at the onset of World War II and in the sneak attack that happened there, that treacherous attack that day. When they started attacking Wake Island, they had no chance, the Marines didn't. And so what did the Marines, they said, what do you need, what do you need? And the commander said, send us more Japanese. And except that's not exactly what he said, but I cleaned it up a little bit. But send us more. That's what it is. We're ready for them. We're going to take them. By the way, right before we break, John and Sharon, I love your passion. Don't ever stop that. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll be back in that's in the chat room. If you have a computer, you might want to get in our chat room and see what's going on there. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Police in Louisiana are looking for all the suspects who killed two of their own this morning.
Being law enforcement that was injured and unfortunately killed, that's family to us.
State Trooper Evan Harrell. Two deputies were killed and two wounded in the shootout west of New Orleans. At least two suspects are in custody. Mitt Romney's running mate says President Obama is unwilling to compromise.
He didn't reach across the aisle. And that's why he's running this kind of campaign of frustration and anger.
Paul Ryan this morning in Ohio saying the president would use Medicare money to pay for health care reform. The president has also talked about Medicare.
President Obama is trying to draw sharp contrasts as well, referring to Ryan's plan to replace government Medicare insurance with vouchers to buy private insurance.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. The president has no public appearances scheduled today. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's home performance program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a nonstop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is not here. It's Thursday because she's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. But Trish Clark is here.
I'm just enjoying myself. Good morning, everyone.
And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time and get a great haircut at a great price. They shave around your ears and your neck, which is a big thing for guys.
It's important.
It is. It is. And discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? When you, I went in there the other day, and I was able to catch up on my reading on about the Olympics, about guns and ammo, car and track. It's a full house there. I mean, it was like, you know, a lot of people really like this place, and they should. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. And we've been talking about realignment and the impact it's had. And the biggest impact, of course, is morale of your troops there.
Yeah,
and that's what
correct. Everybody
says.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking and everything, all these conversations about the different programs and realignment and release and the jails and everything, it all comes back to accountability. And that's what we're lacking, and it's been kind of forced on us. When I say us, that's the general population. Because we're having to deal with all these guys who have no accountability for their actions now, and it's really causing problems for everybody.
Well, Chief Johnson, what can the people, the citizens of the city of Anderson, how can we do some things that make these times that we're going through more palatable and help out the police department in doing their job?
Well, you know, the best thing people can do is to get involved in their community. And that's really been always the case across the board for law enforcement. We rely on the citizens to help us out, to be vigilant, to be reporting suspicious activity, to make their own, help themselves out a little, make their houses safer, you know, motion lighting and locking their doors, not leaving their, excuse me for the gender reference, but females are famous for leaving their purse in their car and leaving it visible. We get those all the time. Men leave electronics laying around on the seats and stuff. So stuff like that invites crime, and it's called crime of opportunity, and makes things worse. Now, as far as what we're dealing with more people and the citizen involvement, being involved in service groups in your community, being involved in you're volunteering for your police department. We're starting a great volunteer program up again. They've always had a volunteer patrol program there, but I'm revitalizing that whole thing with different uniforms, cars, and responsibilities. Helping out in your community, that's what it comes down to, because if we just sit back and expect someone else to do it and someone else to protect us, it's just going to get worse. People have to help themselves.
We specifically in the neighborhood that I live in, we've always been fairly crime-free. We've noticed an uptake in some burglary issues and things, and we've started talking neighborhood watch again, really getting involved, and little things like you indicated. You know, we get in a bad habit of working in the backyard and leaving your garage door completely open to the, in the front of the house, or not locking your car.
And unfortunately, those days are gone.
We just have to be more vigilant and pay more attention, and pay attention to what's happening at your neighbors. Know when your neighbors neighbor's on vacation and when they're not. And if there's people in your neighborhood that don't belong there, pick up the phone and call the Anderson Police Department. You don't want to call a 911 number, but call and just let them know. The response is always very good. If there's an officer available, they come by and just talk to those people that are wandering around in your neighborhood.
Yeah, now let me tell you one of the more positive note, one of the things that we're doing at the police department, which will be a kind of a transformation and change with the Anderson Police Department, we're going to go to a much more aggressive and proactive enforcement philosophy at the department. Instead of reactive and responding to just the calls for services and dealing with the crimes that are being reported, we are going to become more aggressive in actually hunting them down and making people very uncomfortable when they set up their dope shops and their houses of grows and all the other problems that are associated with that stuff. We will be forming a problem-oriented policing unit, which deals with nothing but that writes search warrants, that tracks parolees, that goes after probationers, that goes after dopers, and all those sorts of things. So we're going to get aggressive with our enforcement as well. And, you know, of course that creates some of the back to those same problems. You know, you're booking the guy in, he's getting out. Not our my street-level officers concerned. There
not
is
your
protect,
problem.
Protect, to, right. protect the community. Protect your citizens, do your job, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
And if we get aggressive like that throughout Shasta County, what we do is we create an atmosphere and a dialogue within the community that you're not welcome here, and they're really doing everything to keep us out. Criminals like to go someplace where their job is a little easier.
Right, and I like to say we're going to invite them to leave.
There you go.
I like the Giuliani way in the Brennan up in New York, and he cleaned up Times Square. He started by taking the guys that would wash your windshields, people spitting on the streets, people jaywalking. They were giving tickets. They were just anything that they start small. Start with the smallest ones, and they cleaned up Times Square and nothing flat.
Make it uncomfortable to be there.
You want to push them away. And, you know, the other thing we need to take a look at is all the things we're giving people to keep them here in the social status, you know, of tents, sleeping bags, and all this other food. Norma Comnick.
Cookie on the mic.
Norma Comnick, these are great cookies. Thank you so much. I just spit them all over the mic.
By the way, Norma, I did not throw you under the bus. That's Carl's deduction all on his own.
Anyway.
Easy to figure out.
We took one look at the tray and said, Norma.
Norma. Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. Of course, Trish Clark is joining me today and Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight. We'll be right back after these messages.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I gotta go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, we know who the good one is.
I was going to say, which one am I?
That's
I'm going to take good.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to be good.
I got a face for radio, Carl.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was going to say that I was going to take that one, but see, then, anyway, that, you see, you're not a bad person. Anderson Police Chief, of course, Mike Johnson, was to say, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. Get a bike. Go on out there. Ride your Harley. You know, because I tell you what, Big Bike Weekend is coming up in 6 weeks, and there are going to be great things happening. So you want to have your Harley when you're riding here on the Veterans Ride and all these others. And head on up to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Go in there and see Nathan and Eric, or I'm sorry, Ernie or Jessica, and get yourself a motorcycle. They have got great deals. They're going to help you buy it. You can give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You know, remember, this is a Harley-Davidson. This is an icon. This is the bike you want. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. I ride. The sheriff rides. The Redding police chief rides Harleys.
Nope, the Anderson police chief doesn't. I used to ride a street bike, but I've been down pretty hard on a bike, so after that, my wife doesn't let me ride anymore.
Oh, okay. Well,
that, yeah. Your wife is a smart woman.
Right.
The a question came in off the chat room. Do you arrest very many people with fake IDs?
A lot of people with fake IDs. I don't have an exact percentage for you on that question, but great deal of fake IDs out there, and also a lot of fake Social Security cards out there. And typically what we will get with the fake Social Security card is from illegals. They will forge those. And, you know, we've been through training. A lot of the officers have had the training of identifying false IDs and security cards. And when you get other country fake IDs and stuff, it gets tougher. But just out there left and right, part of the whole identity fraud and everything else that's going on.
What do you do with illegals when you catch them?
Well, there's ICE. We turn them over to ICE. We book them into jail. It's one of those things, again, Carl, where we do the case and we book them in, and what happens after there is really beyond my control.
Does ICE actually come and get them?
A large percentage of the time, yes.
Are they claiming they're dreamers now? Yep. That they're going to school and they can't be touched or anything like this?
You get that occasionally, but more often than not, we don't run into that so much.
More often than not, you probably get no hable English.
We get that a lot. Yes, we do. We get that a lot. They're really not a whole lot of argument posed by them once they're had, to be honest with you. They just kind of go with it. I think a lot of that has to do with what we were talking about before, accountability. A lot of them have come to know that there's not a lot that's going to happen to them.
Yeah, non.
You know, the one thing that criminals have better than the rest of us in society is a communication network. They find out and communicate between each of them incredibly. They know what's going on. They know the trends. They know what accountability is or isn't there. They know jail time they may have. They know what areas to hit. They're good at that.
Well, and that's the point about being vigilant in our communities, you guys doing your job and just making it real uncomfortable for them to hang out in Anderson and Shasta County.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I'm good at.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, You have a question for the police chief?
Yeah, I do.
Wait a second. We don't have his. We got his. Got to put his ears. Okay, now we've got him. All right.
Okay. I was wondering, what do they do on the homeless people in the encampments and everything? And they talk about cracking down on them and shutting them down and throwing them out. But what about the guy that lost his home because of the international banksters have literally ripped off all of his money and stole his home away from him and put him back on the street, and he's still trying to make a living, but he don't have enough money to rent a place or do anything? Are they treating them like criminals, or are they treating them like regular people and trying to give a little compassion to them?
Yeah, absolutely not. We're not treating those people like criminals. You know, what's the thing about that is those type of people are pretty readily identifiable as people who are just down on their luck and need some help. We don't, you don't run into a whole lot of those comparatively in doing our work, but we do. And when we do run into an individual like that, what we do is try to get them the help. The services that are set up within counties are set up for those type of people, in my opinion, not the type of person who just wants to suck off of the system and get stuff for free. These are the type of people who actually benefit from those services, who need the help and are just looking for a second chance. And we try to help with that when we run into those people.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the question, Jim. Well, you know, and there is a difference between people who are down on their luck, who are trying, and people that are criminals.
Yeah, and as I told Jim, you know what, they're not, it's not hard to identify those people. It's
no,
really
you can
not.
Tell them, right.
Yeah. It just takes a couple minutes of talking to them, and you can pretty much get your gauge on where they are in life and why they're there.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk, and I know, Trish, you probably got a couple questions, but I want to talk to you about meth. We're getting ready to have a two-day series on meth, Monday and Tuesday of next week, from the law enforcement side and then the treatment side. This is such a huge problem we have here in Shasta County. But I just want to get your take on it.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. Trust me, she's got a bunch of great guests. She's got, you know, theater and what are, you know, what are girls, things girls like.
Oh, Linda's show is always so much fun.
You know what? And there is no politics in it. It is just turn it loose, girls. We're fantastic. Anyway, Trish Clark is always here with me on Thursdays. Most Thursdays, you're getting ready to leave me here.
Well, I'm going to take a little trip to Idaho and do a little traveling, but I'll be back from time to time.
It's the annual skinhead convention. You thought you'd go up there and and take photos and come back.
I could do that too, but actually that's my hometown, and I'm going back to visit friends at Twin Falls.
Twin Falls. I used to live in Boise.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I went to business college in Nampa, which is just right outside of it. Yeah.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Actually, my sister
came
dated
from Nampa.
My sister dated one of those guys from that band.
Is that right? Well, they dated a lot of girls, let me tell you. But I remember going in the Trocadero in Boise, Idaho, and dancing
too.
To Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Absolutely.
I think it cost $2 to get in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember that, Carl.
Yeah, they did. Okay. You and I remember it, but the Anderson
police. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Michael Johnson does.
Did we just age ourselves there?
Okay, now
Whoa.
let's just talk a little bit about Mike then, okay? Aren't you the one that, okay, never mind. Meth. We were talking a little bit about it before we left. We're going to do shows Monday and Tuesday on meth. What do you see? Do you see meth? How big a problem?
It's
bigger than marijuana?
Well, it depends where you are in the country. Nationwide, I'd say meth is way bigger of a problem. Marijuana is a problem too, and it's got a whole bunch of stuff associated with that, of course. But methamphetamine, because of the social problems it causes, because of the addiction that goes with it, because of the health issues that go with it, it just affects generations upon generations. And it's become so widespread and really the drug of choice that's cheap enough, easy enough to make. Got all these little Beavis and Butthead labs popping up everywhere, kitchen sink labs, we call them, where it used to be big, bubbling, boiling chemical operations. It's now so easy to make. And from the nastiest chemicals underneath your kitchen sink, it just destroys people, destroys people's lives.
Well, now, see, that's, you know, frankly, if, you know, I see a crime wave, when I see so many people stealing things so they can buy crank. I don't see that as they're stealing all the stuff to buy marijuana. I mean, I could be completely wrong. And
you're not wrong.
But so they're doing it to buy crank. And so, frankly, marijuana, I would say, okay, let's just put marijuana right here. Yes, I understand that it's, you know, that it is, you know, a huge moneymaker for the cartels. And when you're out there and, you know, in the plantations, that we need to destroy that and all this. But crank and what it does to people, families, and our society.
In a pretty short order. It
doesn't take very long for it to have its
really debilitating effect.
I heard you can become addicted to it within a day or two. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's probably a pretty extreme example or description of it. But I can tell you that the problem with meth, and you're comparing meth and marijuana type of users, is it makes people dangerous, and that's really what and unpredictable. And that's what the problem is for the average citizen that might run into a meth freak that's in a psychosis, or a law enforcement officer who pulls up to deal with them. You just don't know where their mind is. They get paranoid. They get delusional. They get erratic. They're up for 3 and 4 days at a time, and their thought process is gone. And that makes them very dangerous people.
The consistency of the drug is so erratic because people are boiling in their yard. The person can be on it, have one reaction one time, and then the next time have a totally, completely different reaction that really just sends them completely over.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And they, you know, it can be ingested a number of different ways. Some people boil it down and shoot it up. Some people snort it. Some people put it in their coffee or their sandwich, or it doesn't matter. It can be ingested a number of ways.
And we were talking about quality control.
Yeah, no quality control.
Yeah, no quality control at all.
What does it do to your body? I mean, what's it start destroying?
It deteriorates from the inside. I mean, one of the classic signs you'll see of people who are meth users and early on is the teeth.
Yeah.
They lose their teeth and they rot, decay, and that's all from the calcium inside and from internal organs at work. And it, you know, slowly debilitates your liver, your heart condition, your blood pressure goes up,
and every one of those means that, you know, then they end up showing up at the county health in the department.
Yeah,
and
we
start taking
the bill.
Yeah, and we're taking care of that.
Right. And you know, the really sad part, when I was on the Board of Supervisors, a couple of times I went out with Syntif on different raids and stuff, and I was appalled at the impact that has, not only on the people that are using it, but the young children that are in those homes.
Jeez.
And it goes across the range. I mean, a person that's using meth, it doesn't matter whether they're living in a double-wide mobile or they're living in a Taj Mahal, the interior of their residences is about the same.
Yep.
They seem to lose all kinds of boundaries about how you're supposed to live.
Yeah, the priorities change. Right.
And then you got these little kids that are yeah, living in these places with cockroaches, and I mean, this is really bad stuff, and the lifestyles, and it's just too easily acceptable.
Well, thank you. No, I mean that because, you know, being on that, but we've run out of time here. We've only got like less than 30 seconds practically. Anderson, thank you very much
for having me.
Well, Mike Johnson, thanks for coming on in the show, and we'll have you on many more times. And thanks for what you're standing for in our community.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
And Trish, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, tomorrow we're having Barry Tippin on, who heads up REU. There's been a lot of things in the paper about concerns for how the money's being spent and people taking golf, you know, junkets and all this. Well, Barry's going to come on tomorrow and talk about that. He's going to explain why we're spending this money, where we're spending this money, and
why we're doing golf junkets.
And why we're doing golf junkets. Well, I'm sure that Barry's not happy about that one. Anyway, that's tomorrow. That's Friday right here on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The search is on for any more possible suspects after an early morning shootout that killed two sheriff's deputies in Louisiana. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Lisa, two deputies from St. John the Baptist Parish near New Orleans were shot and killed by a man with an assault rifle as the pair were looking for suspects in another shooting involving officers.
I have two deceased officers. One, Brandon Nielsen, he's 34 years old. And another one, Officer Jeremy Trish, 28 years old.
Sheriff Mike Traeg, who adds that they have at least two people in custody now. The other two officers are in critical condition at nearby hospitals, Lisa.
Evan, the suspect in yesterday's shooting at a Christian lobbying group headquarters in D.C. has just been charged in federal court. Counts including assault with intent to kill. Floyd Lee Corkins accused of shooting a security guard in the arm after saying, "I don't like your politics." The Taliban claims that it shot down the Black Hawk helicopter.